54 and verse number 13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Let's read that again out loud together, everybody. Ready? And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Now, does that mean that the Lord's going to leave heaven and come to your house and take your children aside in the kitchen or living room or something and teach them the word of the Lord? Is that what that verse means? No, not at all. What does it mean? I'd like you to just flip over for a moment to the book of 1 Peter in the New Testament, chapter 4 and verse 11. For time's sake, I'm going to just go ahead and read. The Bible says this, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And if any minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The Bible says in the first part of this verse, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If you're going to say something, speak as though God himself were speaking through you. When our text promises, great shall be the peace of thy children, that is preceded by instruction. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. He's not going to come down to your house and teach your children. He's depending on you, moms and dads. He's depending on you, grandmas and grandpas. He's depending on you, Sunday school teachers. He's depending on you, preachers, to speak, and as we speak, to speak as the oracles of God. You need to teach your children on the behalf of the Lord what the Lord said. And this wonderful promise, only found twice in the Bible, great shall be the peace of thy children. Wouldn't it be great to have children don't have any troubles? Great shall be the peace of thy children. There's only one other time great peace is mentioned in the Bible. Some of you know that verse by memory, Psalm 119, 165. If you know it, say it with me. Ready? Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Notice the only two times great peace is mentioned is in conjunction with a person's relationship with the Word of God. Great peace have they which love thy law. That's a synonym for the Bible. Great peace have they that not know the Bible, but love the Bible. Your peace will be so great, nothing will even offend you. Isn't that amazing peace? That's great peace. We live in a world where people are offended at everything. They're offended at the way someone looks at them, or somebody mentions their nationality, maybe their skin color, their race, their creed, or whatever. Boy, people just get offended nowadays. But great peace have they which love thy law. If you love the Bible and you read the Bible over and over and over again, you love the Word of God, you'll have great peace. Not just peace, great peace. And it's the same thing with your children. If your children are taught of the Lord, which again is the Bible, teach your children the Bible, great shall be the peace of your children. You know, children have fears today. They fear global warming. They fear nuclear holocaust. They fear all these wars and rumors of wars. They fear all of these earthquakes that they hear of, and pestilence and famine and so on and so forth. Children are more astute to what is going on around in the world than we were ever when we were growing up. I remember when I was a little kid in the 60s and they made us They go into an assembly room one time in school, and they showed us the movie Failsafe. Failsafe, and that was about nuclear proliferation and the Americans blowing up the Russians and the Russians blowing up the Americans, and how They had decided that there would be just they'd both destroy themselves. Rather than one winning, they just both destroy themselves. And I remember leaving school saying, man, Dad, the world's going to blow up. And the fears that were sown in my heart as a little kid. And the LR scare, remember that? Don't eat apples. And then in the 1970s, it was, we're returning to the ice age. We're all going to freeze. And now it's the global warming. We're all going to toast like marshmallows. And kids got all these fears. They fear the bully at school. And they fear going to a new school, a new teacher, and so on and so forth. You know how we should counter that? By teaching them the word of the Lord. And teaching them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just know about him, but to know him personally and lead them to Christ. Let our kids have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and get to know him not only as their Savior, but as their shepherd, and to follow the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He'll satisfy us. And it says right here, this is a promise from a God that cannot lie, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Boy, I would just take that one verse and say, I'm having my kids in Sunday school. I'm having my kids in junior church. I'm putting my kids in Patch the Pirate Clubs on Wednesday night. I'm having my kids come to daily vacation Bible school every single night that they have it. I'm having my kids go to camp down in Butler, Pennsylvania. I am going to place my children under the word of the Lord as often as I can, because if my children will be taught of the Lord, great shall be the peace of thy children. God will not forget your children. Dads, talk about the Lord at home. Moms, talk about the Lord at home. Grandmas and grandpas, when the grandkids are over, talk about the Lord at home. Teach your children about the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. The other kids will probably need drugs or something to calm them down. The other kids will be contemplating suicide, and your kids will just grow up through childhood in the teen years and the 20 years in the 30s and so on and so forth with the peace of God that passeth understanding, keeping their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Listen, when it talks about prayer, it says, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth understanding. It talks about the peace of God will rule their hearts in the book of Colossians. You ever hear preachers harping on Bible study and prayer, Bible study and prayer, Bible study and prayer? Study the Bible, pray, study the Bible, pray. Study. Are you studying the Bible? Are you praying? And they're just harping on that all over and over again, like, kids won't know what this means, but like a broken record. Those that are laughing know what it means. You kids don't. You know a whole lot more than I do but about technology, but I know what a broken record sounds like. And pastors and parents and teachers tell you, read the Bible, pray, read the Bible, pray. Why? Because God has attached to those two disciplines great peace and the peace of God. Great peace and the peace of God. Now, if we can pray, and it says, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I've said this often, I want to say it again. How much peace does God have? If that peace will keep your heart and your mind, your thought life, through Christ Jesus, how much peace does God have? Man alive, if you'll get into the Bible and pray and teach your kids to know the Lord and get them into the Bible and prayer, your kids will have peace through life while everybody else is cracking up. The Bible says it's going to get so bad in the last days that men's hearts will fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. That's what it says in Luke 21. That was a prophecy of Christ. He says it's going to get bad. It's going to get real bad. Wars, rumors of wars, families breaking up, earthquakes, pestilence, famines in different places. It's going to get bad out there. And people who are looking after those things in the last days, it says their hearts will begin to fail them for fear. But you know, we can fly all over that. just like an eagle goes up to where there's no turbulence and just cruises along. So our faith can be renewed as the eagles. We need to teach our children about the Lord. You see, teaching brings peace. Teaching brings peace. It says right here, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Let me illustrate how that works in life. You know, I think we ought to teach our children about the Lord, without a doubt. We ought to teach them everything, though. You know that? The more you teach your children, the more peace they'll have. In fact, it says about Jesus in Mark chapter 4 and verse 2, it says these words, quote, "He taught them many things." He taught them many things. The more you can teach somebody, the more a person can learn, the more peace they'll have. Let me illustrate. Let's say you teach your son how to change a flat tire. He's out driving around one day and he gets a flat tire. Does he start holding his head saying, "I don't know what to do? Nobody's around. What should I do?" No, he has peace. Why? You taught him something that gave him confidence, so when a situation came up, he knew how to deal with it. But he wouldn't have that peace at that moment if you hadn't taught him how to change a flat tire. You see how that works? If you teach your children how to handle their finances, how to budget their money, the value of a dollar, how to save, to tithe, to honor the Lord, to give offerings, and you teach them to be strong, and you teach them that your money serves you, you do not serve your money. And you teach them. They're going to get older, and guess what? There's nobody that lives in this world without money. We're all attached to it. Your kids are going to have to know how to handle it. And if you have taught them, they will have the confidence that they'll be able to take the money they have. And listen, I have seen some people who have wisdom on how to handle their finances live on a third of what some people can't live on who have three times as much, but they don't know what to do with it. And they blow it, and they get into debt, and they run up credit cards, and they run up all kinds of debts and get to all kinds of loans and all kinds of things. And you're teaching your child to save. You're going to have to save up for a car someday. I know you're only 5 or 6 or 8 years old, but listen to me. You're going to want to buy a house someday. And if you teach them, that will give them confidence to know how to handle their finances in hard times and recessions. It'll give them peace. It'll give them peace. There's so many illustrations that we could use of this and things that you can teach your child that will eventually give them confidence and give them peace. Teach your kids some mechanics. Teach them some construction. Teach them how to pull wires and run electricity. Teach them some plumbing. Teach them some small engine repair, because they're going to need a lawnmower someday. And a tractor and so on and so forth. And if you teach them these things, and by all means, here's one of the main things, teach them how to read. Insist that your boys and girls read. I mean, before they go out and play and before they have fun, all that, they got to read, especially the Bible. In fact, one of the best ways you'll ever learn to read is to read the King James Bible. It is the superior language. And English, it is the zenith of English. English has gone downhill since. Teach your children to read so they can teach themselves to do anything. And if you'll just teach them these things and teach girls things too, girls can know how to pull wires and do plumbing and hang drywall and so on and so forth. You would not believe how much peace that will give them and how much money they will save. Have you ever paid a mechanic lately? Mechanics are good people. But man, you know what they get an hour for labor? Wow. And you know how much money you could save If you learn some mechanics, if you learn some construction, some woodwork, some plumbing, some electric, or whatever it is, no matter what you teach your kids, teach them some music. Teach them about the pitfalls of dating. Teach them, kids, you don't want to get into dating when you're an 11-year-old girl and 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl and so on and so forth, because that's going to lead to this, and it's going to lead to emotional problems, maybe even physical problems. You know what I mean? And all kinds of things. So we're just going to avoid dating, and we're going to wait on God. And you know how much peace that will give them through the teen years, while other kids are having all kinds of emotional conflicts in their lives because they're not ready for relationships. They're not mature enough yet emotionally for boys and girls. They're not. You can give them peace. A kid can say, oh, the pressure's off. I don't have to date when I'm a teen. Mom and dad said that. Pastor said that. My Sunday school teacher said that. I guess I can just wait on God. Whew. That teenager will have a lot more peace in their teen years than the one who's never been instructed and just falls into the world and starts dating when they're 11, because that's what girls do. Do you see how this works? This is God pouring out His wisdom to us. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And most of all, in closing, teach them about salvation. Teach them about knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them how to pray so that when you're dead, they can still pray and get a hold of God when they need God. Teach them how to serve the Lord. Teach them how to have faith in God and trust in the Lord with all their heart. Teach them about patience. Do you know what patience has for you? Perfection. James 1:4 says, let patience have her perfect work. You want your life to be perfect? Learn patience. Wait on God. Let God be the one that moves in your life. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But you got to teach kids patience. How? When they throw a temper tantrum in the store, you say, now, son, you're not getting what you want. In fact, what you're getting when we get home is a spanking. You do not placate them. You do not cater to them in their temper tantrums. You stop the temper tantrum. You form their character. You wait. You wait, and you teach them that. You know what happens when a kid gets everything he wants as soon as he wants it? I'll tell you what happens. His hormones start developing when he's 11 and 12, and then he begins to want other things, and he wants it right away. And he gets into all kinds of problems with his physical body. That's why, because we haven't taught him how to wait. We need to teach him patience. We need to teach him to be sanctified and to love the Lord. My, teach him how to love the Lord. My, oh my. Teaching can bring peace in so many areas. And you can place your children, your teens, your adults, under the ministry of these teachers we've seen today. They're good teachers. They love the Lord. They study their lessons. They pray. And they then impart to all their students on their own level information that you and your kids can take into your lives. And one of the byproducts will be peace. Peace. It'll be peace. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. I'd like us just to bow our heads and close our eyes in a word of prayer and a time of invitation before we leave this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we pray now that you'd help us, Father, to see better than we've ever seen before the value of teaching. Jesus, it is said about you, he taught them many things. Lord, help us. Help us to teach our children everything we know about everything. Everything that's good. How to lay bricks. How to build a sidewalk. How to trim a tree. How to plant a garden. How to cook. How to bake. How to sew. Music. How to play an instrument. Help us to teach them everything we know, so that they can then go on and the abilities you've given them and learn even more than we know. And the more a person learns, the more peace it just flows into their lives, especially about the spiritual things. The more confidence they'll have to face life. Help us to shut our televisions off and those things that keep us from learning, and teach our children to read books and give them books on different subjects that they can learn things. Oh God, learning is one of the greatest pleasures in life. Lord, the old timers used to say you can learn something new every day. Lord, may that be our motto, especially things about you. Lord, I believe every one of us could open up our Bibles every day and thy Holy Spirit could show us something wonderful about you we've never seen before. We'll have more peace in knowing you. God, help us. Bless this invitation now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you turn to page 298?